From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Four additional cases of COVID-19 confirmed on Saturday, bringing the total to 18 local cases since the outbreak began. Cases 11 through 18 currently under investigation. There should be more information this week. A shelter-in-place order remains in effect in the county through April 9th. For current information about COVID-19, you can go to cdc.gov or cdph.ca.gov. Today, between 6:30 p.m. and 8 p.m., county and EOC leadership will hold a virtual town hall meeting. The panel will consist of Sheriff Billy Hansel, Health Officer Dr. Teresa Frankovich, Health and Human Services Director Connie Beck, Public Health Director Michelle Stevens, and Chair of the Board of Supervisors Estelle Fennell. State Senator Mike McGuire could call in for a few minutes as well. Well, since the county and state COVID-19 stay-at-home orders have been in place, the city of Arcata has experienced a high volume of visitors at outdoor recreation areas, including playgrounds, the Arcata Skate Park, the Arcata Community Forest, and the Arcata Marsh and Wildlife Sanctuary. Playgrounds and skate parks, great places to enjoy, but they create challenges during this public health crisis. To protect the health and safety of the community, the city playgrounds and the Arcata Skate Park have been temporarily closed due to the risk they pose for spreading the virus. Orders to stay at home, allowing residents to get outside and go for walks or bike rides for both mental and physical health. The city encourages residents to plan those activities at home and as close to home as often as possible. The city will continue to monitor use of the Arcata Community Forest and the Arcata Marsh and Wildlife Sanctuary, and will keep city trails open as long as they are deemed safe for public use. Well, in the past week, the Humboldt County Office of Emergency Services has distributed some 30,000 pieces of personal protective equipment to local healthcare facilities and first responders throughout the county. Community Emergency Response Team volunteers and Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies delivered the equipment to 27 local agencies on Friday. EOC Logistics Chief John Wilson saying the county has been split into three distribution routes encompassing the northern, central, and southern parts of the county. Though the influx of supplies has been sporadic, Wilson said the county plans to distribute the PPE to healthcare facilities on a weekly basis. First responders, including local law enforcement and fire departments, will receive the distributions twice a month. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.